Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 117. Today is going to be a fun one. Today is with Zachary Hall of Don't Sleep on Planes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard of this guy, prepare yourself. This is going to be a fun one. He's filled with energy. He's very enthusiastic and charismatic. And so I have to say we're very lucky that we got a chance to speak with him because he's on a worldwide tour, I have to say. He's been basically everywhere. If you haven't heard any of the other podcasts, he's done his own podcast. He's starting his Why Arizona. So go check that out when you get a chance. I keep calling him Skylar Hall because I keep mixing him up with Skylar Irvine, who's someone that we met through together and like we got a chance to do podcasts with him. So I apologize for that. But Zachary Hall is a really cool guy. He's just really wanting to promote just being friendly and being open to new opportunities. He's gotten his whole life because he's been so open to people just being on planes and traveling and being open to conversation. So I can't, you know, I can't be mad at that because that is something that I want to do all the time is speak with people. And that's what we're doing here at Finding Arizona. We want to speak with all of you business owners, personalities, whatever you got. Come on in, open door policy, and we're just trying to make our little neck of the corner something open and positive and just an opportunity for everyone to hear it. And I just learned a lot from him and just had the opportunity to sit down and get him to open up just a little bit more than he's used to on other podcasts. So thank you so much, Zach, for coming in. It was a wonderful time. We're going to also try and make some new things happen together. You know, we're always trying to challenge ourselves every year. So this year we're going to probably challenge ourselves by maybe doing a live event. Maybe. So be on the lookout for that. We're always trying to do things with you, the audience, and trying to stay active with all of you. So please, if you feel like you want to say something to us, find us at Finding Arizona Podcast on all our social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Finding Arizona Podcast. And if you want to get to us directly, findingarizonapodcast.com. And you can check out all the episodes there, all the photos, everything's there, findingarizonapodcast.com. And it would mean a lot to me if you all got a chance to check out patreon.findingarizonapodcast. And we're over there trying to challenge all of you to help us out just a little bit more. We want to make sure that everything that we're doing here is up to date and really just kind of clean, really professional in some sort of capacity without having the so much to button up tie. But you know, we like that your audio is crisp and clean, so help us do that. We can just make really cool stuff happen with just a little help from you guys, and it means a lot to us because it means that you guys appreciate us enough to want us to keep going by throwing your dollars to us. And that's enough about that. We have a lot of cool things coming up. It's been a whirlwind adventure of people coming in, people meeting us and wanting to be on the episodes. And I am very excited with Zach here. He's just one of many people who I think are going to challenge this people and the audience to really recognize Arizona and help us become a little bit bigger and a little bit closer together. So buckle in. Enjoy this episode number 117 with Zachary Hall. Oh yeah, he wrote a book. It's called Don't Sleep on Planes. Go check it right now. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Thank you again, Zach.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Now, do you want to be called Zach or Zachary?
Fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
I don't care.
Let's jump right into this. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jose. We are here with none other than, I'm going to jump right into it. Yeah. Don't Sleep on Planes, Zachary Hall. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here. It's a beautiful day here in Phoenix.
Don't lie. Yeah. It's raining outside. It is cloudy.
Which is like a great winter day, and I sound very... bad for anybody listening outside of Arizona, but I kind of want it to be winter for like a day or two. It's still 75 degrees and sunny every day.
Exactly. a Phoenix winter is way better than any other winter out there.
I had a FaceTime today with my buddy in Boston, and this is a complete tangent, but we FaceTimed, and he said this weekend it was minus 25.
And you were like, I just went for a run out in my shorts. It was pretty sunny out. I don't know about you.
I still have a bunch of hoodies and boxes, and I just can't wait to wear them. But enough about that.
Let's jump right into it. You have a book that's out. It's called Don't Sleep on Planes.
Yes.
Usually we get into a little bit, but you're such a fascinating individual because of your timeline and how you came to be. I know I'm going to jump into it because I'm a little bit of a nerd. I've already done my research to
awesome,
you.
Like, yes.
So you started out in doing the dunk contest group with
the Suns.
Suns. Dude, did you I've been told that the athleticism part is there, but it's like, how much of it for you, like on a physical aspect, did it take for you to like do all of the...
Well, I'll tell you the truth. So, you know, everybody's a high school athlete, you know, and you go to high school and you're like good at, and like, but you're good at soccer in high school means you're like rec league and as an adult.
Yeah.
And in the early mid 2000s, like 06, 07, 08, the Suns were like the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
And so I'm in community college and I realized whoever has that job, they get courtside seats. They get to go to every single game. They're throwing T-shirts. They're chest bumping with Shaq. Like, I'm in. And I went to an audition, and I was like, you know what? Like, I want to do this. And I have no gymnastic background, not acrobatic or anything. And I just went and had a great energy and a great spirit. And I used to get in trouble for having a ton of energy as a kid. And then I was like, Mom, I figured it out. Like, I'm going to throw T-shirts. I'm going to pay for tuition and books throwing T-shirts. And I went to the audition.
What was that conversation like? Like, Mom, I'm going to do this for
she
like...
She wasn't shocked. She was like, this is... All right, well, go get them. But it was cool. And so when you were there, you can't teach energy. And I told the Suns when I went to the audition, a guy did a standing backflip.
Ooh.
So I did like three forward somersaults. And the judges were like, this dude can't be for real. And I was like, good news. I'm moldable. And I made the team.
There you go.
And it was the best years of my life. And I've now worked in sports for 12 years. And
I love that.
I love it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I honestly, like, that's really cool. Like,
it's been a blast.
And that'll say a lot about who you are personally, just being able to look at a challenge and say, hey, I got the stuff to do this and be a part of this. This is what I want to do.
Some things I've been saying to myself lately, and not by some things, I mean the one thing I've been saying to myself is, will I hate myself more by saying, that's not for me? Or will I hate myself by going into it and falling forward?
Yeah.
No, you won't hate yourself. You'll be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you get these opportunities and you're like, you know what? I think I want to do that, but I don't know if it's right for me. I'd much rather know it's not right for me than say, I had a chance and I just didn't do it. That's called regret. And the older you get, the faster life goes and the more regret can stick with you. And so I'm grateful that I went to that audition. If I wouldn't have made the team, I got to jump on a trampoline at the Suns Arena.
Exactly.
I'm in. Like,
exactly.
Cool.
It was a good afternoon.
What do you do on Saturdays, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So give me the first like aha moment when the kind of like book came to realization.
Yeah.
Like, was there an aha moment?
Yeah. So the book called Don't Sleep on Planes. And you're probably thinking to yourself like, okay, like everyone sleeps, they put on headphones, we travel a lot. To me, I've always been a people person. And I realized like all my friends were like, dude, don't you know enough people? Like everywhere you go, you meet somebody new, or everywhere you go, you know someone. And so the aha moment came. I went and got my MBA. I started in 2012.
Nice.
I wanted to go back to school and I realized working in sports is a blast. But and having a great time working in sports, I really wanted to have just another tool on my tool belt.
Yeah.
So I graduated with my MBA in 2015. And all the billboards, they say, go get an MBA. What happens?
Your
life changes. Yeah, like, you're going to get a promotion. You're going to get a raise. You're going to be an executive.
Yeah.
I'm sure that stuff happens, but nothing changed for me.
It's just kind of like...
It was just like I got a piece of paper, like, here, and I put it on the wall. The only thing that changed was a wall. And I'm proud of that piece of paper, but I was really frustrated, and I was like, you know what? Like, I just committed 2.5 years to becoming greater and smarter and wiser than... They lied. And the aha moment came. I was mad at everybody else, and I was like, you know what? Like, I need a bet on me.
Yeah.
And I was flying to Las Vegas, going to a conference. And this is the introduction. So I'll save you a couple bucks so you can get the introduction out of the way here. I sat next to a guy on a Southwest flight. Southwest doesn't have classes. It's just everybody.
Yeah.
But the secret is usually the first few rows is like the people in the A group or the A-listers.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm like in the C group, which happens often because I forget to check in, I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit in the front, find a guy. He was wearing a Rolex.
Nice.
Like, you know what? That guy's done something. It's a 45-minute flight. Whatever he did to earn that Rolex, I'm gonna see if I can find out.
It's kind of like a little challenge too for yourself.
Yeah, like what are you doing? Like,
can you hear the story? That he's like, hey man, let me ask you something. How you get that Rolex?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Are you hiring? Yes. I got this MBA. No, and we just talked, and it was a 45-minute flight, and it was incredible. And the guy is a commercial real estate agent. And
I was just about to ask you, did you like? Do you remember that
absolutely.
Story?
Absolutely, Raleigh. He's on the back of the book.
Oh, nice.
When I messaged him and I told him I was writing the book, he's the second comment there. And I was like, hey, I wrote this book and you inspired it. Will you tell me how you felt when I sat down next to you?
Dang.
And that's what he said.
That's awesome, dude.
But it was cool. Like, I believe in like some kind of manifest destiny, but also in like you create your own luck. And, you know, if you're seeking mentors or if you're trying to find success, like they always say, like the people you hang with is what you'll get.
Exactly.
And for that flight, like I could have sat next to a crying baby, I could have sat next to anyone else, and like I figured whatever, like I chose to sit in a seat that I thought might be the most enjoyable. And that's why I think in life, if you want to get a promotion, then you find a mentor. Yeah. If you want to lose weight, you find a trainer.
Exactly.
You find people to get you
to
where you want.
You have a guy. That
you're getting third in the book.
You know what? This other thing that kind of pops out, I see this Frankie Muniz phone. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It says actor.
Frankie's great. Yeah.
I know. I imagine like we saw the video of him wearing the shirt on top of everything else. Like I'm a big fan of Frankie. Frankie does a lot of cool stuff. For you, your friendship with him comes from, and it says it's through a mutual friend.
So we met in the book as well. This is in chapter 4, I think.
Okay.
I'll save you some more pages. We met at Muhammad Ali Fight Night.
Holy crap.
I was happy to be there. I loved Muhammad Ali.
That's awesome.
And nobody told me it was a black tie event.
I've been in that situation before. Like, I've definitely been in that situation.
So, like, I got blue eyes, and so, like, I like to wear blue. Like, that's my color. Oh, yeah. So I wore a blue suit, white shirt, red tie. Like, I thought I looked good. My mom and I went to Burlington. I was 25, so
fresh.
Going to Burlington with my mom.
Fresh.
And I was like, yo, you're my doppelganger. Can I get a picture for my Facebook page? Not the right. I gave him my car. I was like, yeah, I work in sports. Like, let me take care of you sometime. He's like, yeah. A year later, I ran into him at a Suns game with some mutual friends, introduced myself, and we connected.
That's awesome.
Now, almost 6 years later, he was a groomsman at my wedding, and
that's really cool.
I went out and visited him on Dancing with the Stars. And it's so cool. And this is kind of a deeper story when it comes to Frankie. Everything that glitters isn't gold. He sold his childhood to Hollywood. Now, he sold it for a fair amount of money, but it's crazy becoming friends with you know, working in sports and seeing athletes or, you know, connecting with Frankie or just anyone. He never got to go to high school prom or, you know, his first car was not a beater.
Not a clunker.
It wasn't a clunker. But, like, now as a friend, like, I remember one time he wanted to ride to the airport pre-Uber, and then another time he was selling his house in Hollywood, and he's like, hey, will you help me out? I'm like, that's what friends do. They help you move.
Yeah, exactly.
This wasn't a normal friend's house. It was a good and
like
CeeLo Green. Yeah.
You want all six rooms, eight rooms?
No, it was cool. And like CeeLo Green was renting it. And I'm like, this isn't real life. I thought, to me, I was on a field trip. I was like, yeah, I'll go to LA with you to sell. But in the full circle of it, like no matter who it is in your life, that's your friend or your connection, like you're there and you support them. And don't sleep on planes to me means like no matter who you meet and where you meet them, you should connect with a giving heart. And the more you give, the more you can receive.
Yeah. It still makes for a really good story. I helped Frankie Muniz move out of his house. It still makes me really, I'd want to hear that story.
It's like, cool. Yeah. There's more to it, but it's cool.
Like, did he give you pizza afterwards?
We went to Chinese food. It's your place. But it was cool. Like the people that moved out left a bunch of stuff in there.
Dope.
And it wasn't like VHSs and old blankets. It was like really nice stuff. And
oh my goodness.
He's like, yeah, you can have whatever you want. And I felt bad. I only took like two things, like a pair of shoes and a sport coat.
Nice.
But it was like a receiver and nice things. And no, it was just so cool, like to see a snapshot of his life. And even this last year when he was on Dancing with the Stars, I was so proud of him because in the Don't Sleep on Planes mantra, he put himself back in Hollywood for 6 months. And he went to dinner one night with Bryan Cranston. And I thought to myself, like, oh, my God, like, I'm like Brian. I'm friends with Frankie. Yeah. Bryan Cranston and I are the same. We're not the same. I've never seen him, never met him. But I saw a text message come in once. I'm like, let me respond.
That's funny.
Send him a picture of your friend.
Who is it? It's just Brian.
Yeah.
Wait, Brian who?
Oh, no. But it's cool. But it's like sports, like, sports and entertainment is an incredible world, and at the end of the day, working in sports, we're here to provide just a getaway and an opportunity for people to just have a great time. And to me, I've tried to take that same mantra to my real world, like whether I'm volunteering in the community or mentoring or just connecting at happy hours, like, how can I help you? Like, so nice to meet you. Yes, like, I work in sports. Like, come out to a game. Like, let's be friends.
Yes, absolutely.
It's been a blast.
Well, you know what, Zach? I appreciate like all of that because it means a lot to me when someone like you has the same enthusiasm as they did on day one as they do on day 100.
Yeah.
Because it, honestly, like being, like I was saying off air, it's like your book, Don't Sleep on Planes, really makes you like, you better live by that mantra. And I know I would be like, man, when I get on planes, for some reason, I end up getting sleepy.
Everyone does. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. But it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, I'm a big guy. I'm in this small chair. I'm just like, a little bit uncomfortable. And there's a couple of things that kind of stood out for me reading a little bit about the book. One of the things that you kind of highlight in the chapters is avoiding the negativity.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, avoiding the jerks. Can you give us a little bit, like one quick tip to avoid a jerk on a flight?
So, and it's not even a flight, it's in life. So we're in a beautiful neighborhood here with a beautiful home. And when you think of brick homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's brick by brick by brick.
Yeah.
And through all those bricks makes a home. And to that point, there's red bricks and there's black bricks. And so when you encounter a jerk, just remember that those are people that are a part of your foundation as well. And they're a part of who you are. There are people in my life that treated me a certain way that challenged me to get better. And there were moments in your life that you said, you know what? I don't like this circumstance, but I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
And through this, I never want to forget how I feel right now. And that's a brick that's going to go on this house that's building the best me. And a part of the brick analogy is that, you know, in high school, you've got like this studio, like it's outside of your parents' home.
Yeah.
And then like when you go to college, like you're okay, I'm going to build more. Like I'm going to get involved on campus or I'm going to start studying for my career. So you're needing more bricks.
Yeah.
And then you graduate college and you're saying, okay, I need a career. That's another room in your house. And it's going to be the people you encounter that allow you to build that. And nice. There's going to be good people and there's going to be jerks. And they're equally important in life.
Absolutely. I just like, I honestly, these are kind of the things that abstractly I think about, like, you know, when you're in the shower or something,
yeah,
it's like brushing your teeth, those like shower thoughts and things like that.
That should be a good book, shower thoughts.
Yeah. That, like honestly,
shower
like,
songs probably, but
yeah. It's like, that's what you give me. You give me the kind of overall like thesis and that I understand it from afar. And then you relate it to something as simple as a brick. And that really makes me feel good. Like, what does your wife say to all of this? Like, honestly, like,
shut up.
Like, that's what I want to know. What's the love connection between you and your wife too? Like, was she inspired by you as just as much as this book is like a saying of who you are, like emotionally through all these different chapters?
You know, I probably should have said what the aha moment was writing the book was meeting my wife.
Oh, really?
The very first, the dedication of my book is to Meryl, the greatest connection I've ever made. You know, in life, like I was mid-20s and I've dated and it sucked. And I thought I wanted this kind of a woman and it sucked and that kind of sucked. So when you ask how my wife says, so she works at a nonprofit and I was volunteering. And a part of my backstory is I grew up in the inner city in poverty. It's always weird talking about your low moments. And I could cheerlead about red bricks and black bricks, but like one of the rooms in my house is how I grew up.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. It wasn't fun. And a part of it is we grew up going to the food bank and going to get food boxes.
Yeah.
And so hunger doesn't have a face. And the thing I love cheerleading the most about in life is helping others, because sometimes people get a curveball.
Yeah.
And then when they get the curveball, it's like they don't know how to hit it. And then they end up falling out and they strike out.
Hmm.
And in a true sports analogy, sometimes you can have a good approach and you can strike out. And my mom struck out and we found ourselves living in a laundry room and growing to this food bank. And so as an adult working in sports, I have a platform and I wanted to raise awareness through the Diamondbacks for hunger. And we wanted to end hunger and in a part with Aaron Hill, who is from like Southern California, like in high inner, like Visalia area, huge farming family.
Yeah.
He played for the Diamondbacks and his family were, they grew crops and they wanted to figure out how they could help with hunger.
Very cool.
I held the door for my now wife in a hallway where we were doing a video campaign telling my hunger story. I made myself vulnerable for the betterment of others. And in that moment, I saw a beautiful young lady, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And I held the door for her as long as I could to chat her up and keep her attention. And we text messaged and over text message over 2 weeks, we were trying to get lunch, turned into a happy hour. And we were there for 6 hours.
Nice.
So to day, don't sleep on planes. You know, you could find a mentor. You can find a best friend. Like you and your fiance, she was once a stranger, but theoretically, you didn't sleep on a plane and you said hello to the person beside you that just happened to be her.
Yes.
Look what we did, my friend.
Yes.
So in the positivity, in diving deep there, it's always, you can feel it. It's like a bruise. It's a bruise you always have. And it hurts a little talking about it, but I like to think life is 3/4 full.
Yeah.
And in life, like if I didn't go through that, I might not have been willing to tell that story and I could have missed out on the love of my life.
There you go.
But don't sleep, my friend. Don't sleep. But
I love it because it's just like, again, it's like it's relatable in every sense of the word of like you go through tough times. There are tough times, but in those moments, you'll find a silver lining. And that's the beautiful part of it. Another thing that we also have in common is like, honestly, you are really like we have a lot of overlapping, one being Dustin or here sitting next to you. But another thing, I think you do a lot of work with the teams, and it's really cool to kind of see the connections, one being State 48.
Love them.
Love those guys.
I slid into their DMs years ago.
Yes.
And before the DM slide was a DM slide, I was like, hey, I like your shirt.
So what's it been like with me? Because I need to know about the connection that you share with those guys, because it's really cool to kind of see our friends kind of overlapping one another, and it just makes me feel more connected to you. I mean, what was your experience like hanging out with those guys?
So Arizona, Phoenix in particular, is the fifth largest city in America. And Philly likes to say they're five, but no, you're not Philly. And in Phoenix, it's cool because we're growing and we're not the Wild West and we're not Timberweeds and Cactus. Like, like we've got tech companies and we've got Fortune 500 companies. We had Discount Tire and GoDaddy and some incredible companies.
Yes.
In Phoenix, our community is amazing. It's full of diversity and synergy. So I saw the State 48 and I love finding Arizona. I love who we are. Like, this is where I'm from.
Yes.
So I saw their stuff on social media, and I saw a friend of a friend tag them, and I'm like, all right, if anybody knows these guys, I need a shirt. Yeah. I was just trying to get free shirts. But I knew that I had a great network of athletes and influencers. Before even influencers was a word, I was like, how can I connect you with Luis Gonzalez, or how can I connect you with like a friend of a friend that can connect you there?
Yes.
I didn't know how to connect them to Luis Gonzalez, but I didn't tell him that. I just name-dropped. I was like, oh, yeah, that's no problem. But it's so cool connecting with a brand that transcends.
Yes.
My grandma loves the shirts, my mom, my sister, I do, and toddlers. And I was like, you know what? Like, for guys that love Arizona as much as I do, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And so all I did was said, okay, who do you want to know next? Who do you want to meet? And then Michael Spangenberg, one of the co-founders, we became friends. And honestly, like, I feel bad, but if he's listening, as he should be, he could easily have been one of my groomsmen. Over 3 years, he'd become one of my best friends, all because we bonded over the State 48. And it's so cool watching their company grow from partnerships. And the one thing I think was the most valuable in connecting with them was understanding collaboration. There's only one State 48.
Yes.
There's, you know, and there's only so many t-shirts you can own that say State 48. I mean, I have 7 or 8 of them, but
I have two.
But then you get to a point and you're like, okay, I don't need any more. Yeah. Well, then that affects their business. So what's been so incredible is that because we talk about the fifth largest city in America, we talk about collaboration and synergy. So many people have loved their shirts that just say that, that they want their brand to say that too. It was State 48 collaboration with Santan Brewery.
Yes.
State 48 collaboration with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
With the Phoenix Children Foundation.
It's incredible.
Sorts,
and it all starts with three guys with one idea to make a shirt about our state.
Absolutely.
And now it transcends to, like, whenever, if you were wearing that shirt at Fry's, I would walk by and give you a dap.
Yeah, like, everyone.
It's like, subculture. It's dope.
It's just amazing how much something so simple can resonate so much with so many people.
Absolutely.
Give me also another thing about you in this book. something that not a lot of people know about, like something that would probably wouldn't make it onto a news blog or anything like that. Because
great question.
Because I like hearing these kind of hidden gems, and that's what we try and pull out of you in these like one hour things that we do. And so, like, well, is there like a hidden story that probably didn't make it to the book? Something that got left out, got rewritten,
you
or
know,
something like that.
If you were out there, we'll start here. If you're out there and you want to write a book, you should write a book. I have done some cool things, but I've met so many incredible people since publishing the book. They're like, man, I've always wanted to write a book. Like, how did you do it? I started writing. Simple. I just started writing, and I started writing because so many people were like, Zach, like, don't you know enough people? Like, how do you stay in touch with all these people? And in my phone, I have, and this is kind of off topic, but if you know a lot of people, how do you organize it? You got to get creative, right? Yeah. So in my phone, I searched it under guy. Okay. And as you see.
Nice.
And it's constant. It's 200 people that I've connected with. I got a landscape guy, a brick guy. So in the book, I talk about the power of following up. And it's one thing to know a lot of people. Mm. That's called social media famous. It's another thing to know a lot of people that'll answer their phone.
Absolutely.
And to that, I challenge anyone listening to work on not only following up when you make new contacts, but just those little touch points. We live in 2018 where social media runs the world for the wrong reasons, for the Kardashians, for Big Baller Brand, and for whatever else is out there.
Yeah.
But you know why it's cool? Because before I got here today, you could log on to my Facebook and learn everything about me. Mm-hmm. Think about, in the book, I talk about planning a high school reunion. You had to go to the yellow pages in the hope somebody was listed.
Yes.
I planned my high school reunion a couple years ago, and so many people didn't come because I know what you had for dinner last night. I know that you have three kids. I know that you're looking for somebody to cut your toenails. Like, people put some things on Facebook like, yo, like, I'm gonna have to, and you got teachers that are posting too much and they're single and you're like, hey, Mrs. Johnson, chill. But in 2018, I challenge everyone to follow up, to stay connected and find ways. I mean, I have people that like I Instagram DM, and if like after today, if you're like, hey, can you connect me with somebody? I'll probably connect you on one of my social mediums because you can learn so much more about them than if I gave you their phone number.
Yeah. I honestly, like, one part of why we started this podcast was just wanting to meet new and interesting businesses. I started this just through, like, in college I was screen printing, and I met business owner after business owner that had wonderful ideas like yours.
Yeah.
And it was so hard for me to just say, why aren't you, like, every time in my back of my head, I'm like, why aren't you more famous, or why aren't you out there more? Why aren't you getting more buys? Why aren't you doing such and such? And I was like, you know what? I should stop asking why and just be like, help them out any way that I can. So listening to podcast after podcast, I was like, I could do that. And I just did it.
Here,
like,
we are.
Like, here we are. And so it's one of those things. Like, I can definitely understand where you're coming from, where you just, if you have something that you think you want to do, just do it. Everyone starts out rough in their early beginnings. Look at anyone in their first like attempt at something. It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough around the edges. But if you're really adamant about it, if you really want to hone in on a skill, you will get better when time goes on and you do it enough.
So today,
you just have to do it.
There was a photo of Jeff Bezos trending.
Okay.
He's the founder of Amazon. And it's a photo of him in a room with an airbrushed sign that says Amazon.com, like, not even tagged, like, it's got running paint, and he's sitting at a desk, and it's incredible. And so if you look at a photo when he first founded Amazon, you're like, this dude's never gonna make it.
It's never gonna go anywhere.
Now, since he's the man now, and Amazon's everything, he's like bald head, good looking, like, he went from like a strong five to like a man dime, and like, he is a true man dime. But to that point, like, I'm sure he got made fun of, like, or look at Steve Jobs or the Apple guys, the Macintosh guys. Like, I wrote a book called Don't Sleep on Planes. How many people make fun of me when they travel now? Like, oh, look at me, I'm sleeping on planes. But you know what I did? I created a brand, and I created brand awareness. So when people travel now, you may not have read my book. You may have no idea. I had somebody yesterday, incredible. She was on a plane, and she was like, oh my God, I sat next to the most incredible person. And her daughter said, like Zach Hall says, don't sleep on planes. If I don't sell one book the rest of my life, but everyone that travels says, I met a great person because I didn't sleep on a plane.
Yes.
I impacted the world a little bit more by doing something I could have been afraid of.
Very cool. I like that. And that's how I feel about this. We get messages saying, oh, I bought something from such and such,
yeah,
or I went and checked out such and such. That gives me the best feeling, because that's what this is about. We want people to connect. We want individuals to be able to open up here so that later on someone could say, hey, that's a, I want to do that, or I want to buy that, or I want to, you know yeah. that person a little bit more.
You're like DJ Khaled. You're like the hype man. Like,
yeah. The keys.
hey, let me tell you about State 48.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about those sleep on planes. Like, that's it. But that's what's so cool about the internet now, is you can find anything you want at any given point.
Absolutely.
And if you want to be found, you can just put something out there. Mm-hmm. And content is so, I love how content is king right now. And I'm so excited to connect with you over this and create content and tell more people yes. about this podcast and be one of the people that say,
I can't wait either.
Yeah.
I was on it.
But
yeah.
it's awesome. And now it's like a fraternity of people that have joined you. And I can't yeah. wait to meet every episode before me and support every episode after me.
Absolutely. And we are very excited for that, because we honestly, like, that's, I think, one of the things that you have mentioned to try and start connecting more with those past episodes. We want to start doing things where we can connect people who have come on here, future guests, to the past guests that have been on here. And that, I think that is something that we try and do, and we're going to try and do more, but it's just a lot of fun to
see. Like an alumni group.
Yeah, alumni
group. Like a high school reunion.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to realize we did 100 of these, and it's amazing. I mean, we try our best to highlight people who really just are excited about what they do and love what they're doing. And it's just so happens that they just happen to be here in the
That's
fifth
awesome.
Largest city.
That's right.
And the best state, State 48.
Yeah. It all comes full circle.
Yeah. And I thank you again. I just yeah. like, I'm so awed. Like, I'm yeah. getting hyped off of this.
Yeah.
Yes. Give us some things that people aren't aware of when writing a book. What are some things that people should probably
Man.
Like maybe look up or
yeah.
maybe be aware of before they try and start a book?
Okay.
Just some helpful tips.
So you want to write a book. The first thing to do is to start writing. And you could go on a long tangent of just writing, because at some point you're going to have to organize it and put it together. So I started writing and had this idea, like, I'm just going to start writing about people I've met, how yeah. I stayed in touch. Then it became chapters. Mm-hmm. And then it became quadrants. So I was like, okay, I'll have four quadrants, two chapters a quadrant, eight chapters.
There you go.
So then that was cool. But when you write a book, there's no playbook at all. How do you market? How do you get published? How do you find a publisher? How do you find an editor? How do you design a cover? How do you get legal? How do you have waivers? So I put my book, self-published, on the world's largest vending machine.
Whoa.
Amazon.
Yeah.
You could buy underwear, a 6-foot iPhone charging cable, and Don't Sleep on Planes. You could buy a 6-pack of t-shirts. You could buy those headphones, this microphone, and Don't Sleep on Planes. You're just on this vending machine.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And you know why it's awesome? Because it was free. I don't own a single copy of my book. I do. It's in my office. But that's I got a few copies in the trunk. We're out here slaying in the street. We got that hot fire in the trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have to buy 200 copies to sell. You know what happens is I uploaded my manuscript and the cover art to a site called CreateSpace that's owned by Amazon.
Nice.
So then it's up there. They have to approve it. And then if you wanted to buy my book today, it's printed on demand and wow. shipped on demand.
That's
like,
awesome.
What a time that we live in.
I know, right? That's like incredible. Like, that's
you can
so,
do it.
Yeah,
anybody can do it.
That's freaking awesome.
If
I like
you
want
to write a book, start writing. And then my challenge to you is, there is no playbook. And when it comes to book marketing, reach out, shoot me an email, find me on Twitter at Zachary Hall, and I'll tell you what I did. What's the coolest thing is we've moved 14,000 copies in less than 6 months.
Wow.
I've given away 9,000 of them.
Okay. What the? That's a lot of books, dude.
It's all, like, I told myself if I moved 100 copies, that's success. And like, I was like, all right, after 100, like,
yeah.
if I break even, like, cool. Over Christmas weekend, I put my Amazon Kindle copy. It's free. It's digital for free. 8,500 copies. Christmas, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve Eve. Just that kind of demand. I just said, you know what? For free. If you're looking for a great gift,
yeah,
check it out and get a little better. And maybe if you like it, reach out. And if you don't like it, reach out. I put my email address, my social media on the back of the book. And I said, you know what? If you like the book and I can help you, stay in touch. And if I sold 1 million copies and got 1 million emails, it's a good problem to have.
There you go.
And at the end of the day, if you read my book, at the end of every chapter, I gave 3 contacts of mine. So just by buying my book,
you get 3
you get 18
contacts.
Contacts. And the most expensive part of my book writing was the legal. I had to get approval of all of them and have them sign a waiver. Vegas resort executives, there's nightclub executives, there's actors, there's athletes, there's life coaches, there are teachers, there are chefs. There are the most obscure list of people in my life. But I said, you know what? You've impacted my life. And in the true Don't Sleep on Planes fashion, if you're a chef, I want to talk about you in my book. Yeah. And that way when people come through Phoenix, they go hit up the chef that Zach talked about, Diego Pops in Scottsdale, Chapter 7. Not all tacos are created equal. You know why? Because that's my guy's taco place.
That's Brittany's chapter right there.
Yeah.
Brittany's all about the tacos.
Hey, we live in a great diverse city where the tacos are fire. I got gringo taste buds, so I don't like the fire ones too much. But the tacos are bomb. That's all I'll say. Carne asada, queso only. Or maybe a little bit of pico de gallo, but that's it. Just I'm on a health kick.
Zach, you're too much, Zach.
Pico de gallo, I'm on a health kick. Chopped tomatoes.
I mean, as this new year goes on and on, I'm just like in awe of like what you're about to accomplish. And I'm very excited for you. Are there any plans upcoming that you want to like shout out or highlight?
You know, it's so cool. So you mentioned Dustin a minute ago. And what's cool is when you take a chance and you step forward and you step out to like take a risk, you'd be surprised how many people want to help you and support you. Mm-hmm. I published a book. I had no idea what I was doing. The woman who designed the cover, Jenica Mays, she is an artist. She said, hey, let me help you do this. I said, sure. I have no idea what I'm doing. Then I was building a website. Mm-hmm. I'm a front of the house kind of person, like handshakes, high fives, business cards, emails. That's what I got. And Dustin, I tagged him on Twitter and he's like, I got you. And he reached out. We went to community college together 10 years ago. For 1 year, we went to community college together.
Really, Dustin? That's it? That's all it took you?
And he reached out on Instagram and he said, hey, I can help you. And I actually want to start my own agency. How about we bet on each other?
That's cool.
I said, sure. And then we go one step further. I did another podcast, the Skylar Irvine podcast. And here's a guy that said, hey, how about you come on my podcast and you bring some guests?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just get to talk to people. It's great. In the course of doing this, I've been on 10 plus podcasts. I've been on a couple TV stations. And the best thing about it all, this is going to throw you for a curveball. My very first speaking gig, I spoke at an OBGYN conference. We brought Don't Sleep on Planes to a room of over 200 OBGYNs with 95% of them being female. And I was hired to talk about Don't Sleep on Planes to doctors of females.
Nice.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. But in 2018, to answer your question, I hope to do more public speaking. I hope to start my own podcast and just have an outlet to just connect with people.
I saw that Why Arizona?
The book Don't Sleep on Planes is manifested because we live in a great city full of creators. And being here with you today is a perfect example of like, you created an outlet to connect. I've just connected with no outlet. And I didn't have in the book, I talk about how I have no reason to build my network. I just want to meet more people every single day. So the inspiration to write the book was all my friends, my closest friends saying, why do you need to know more people? What if people don't even know me? And they're like, yeah, you know a lot of people. You shouldn't know that many. Why do you need to know more? And I'm not addicted to more people, although it is good.
Yes, it's a good sign.
It's part of life, and life is good with strangers. That's why you're engaged to a beautiful woman. I'm married to a beautiful woman. Like, life is more fun with amazing people by your side.
Exactly. And I'm very excited to see your podcast come to life.
Thank you.
If there's anything I can do, please feel free to ask.
Yeah, you'll be a guest.
Same thing with Dustin. You guys are more than welcome to like honestly, if
people helping people.
The first thing that we talked about was nonprofit work, and the thing that came to my mind and is when you brought up the story about the hunger, we just did a podcast that all month long, last November or I think September, we did nonprofits.
That's awesome.
And the one thing that stood out that I love so much was the Waste Not AZ. And so what they do is they go to big, large events. They take all the leftover food that no one else likes or no one else like they're going to throw away.
Yeah.
They work with these companies, grab all the food, and then deliver them all throughout the city to places where they can be used and eaten.
That's awesome.
And it's amazing.
But think of the person that created that. How crazy were they saying, we're just going to go to places and take trash.
And they developed that like over, I think, like 30 some odd years ago. It's been in business for decades. And I'm just in awe of that because it says something that there's something like that that had to be made, but it says something more about the person and the people who are there that keep it going.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, that was the one thing I was like, I need to tell you about that one spot.
And I don't know where I can help them or what I can do, but the one thing that I love the most is that when your phone rings, somebody's choosing to call you for something.
Yeah.
It's been so amazing having published a book and more people are reaching out saying, I think I have something that you could do. I actually want to help you, or can you help me? That's the greatest feeling in the world. And one thing I talk about is don't keep score.
Yeah.
And you might give 9 and receive 1.
Yeah.
Those are called cosmic victories, where no dollars can exchange hands. You can just help. But what if you gave 9 and that one thing that comes back is multiplied? Yes. It's 81 times great. It is the power. Man, it's a giving heart. And we're all blessed with different talents, traits, treasures. It's so awesome to share them with strangers. Yeah. And now with my wife, she was a stranger 5 years ago, and I get to share the rest of my life because I've worked hard, and we're all working hard. That's why you go to college. That's why you get a job. That's why you get hobbies. Like, I don't know. It's cool getting older because you know more about what you want to do. And I don't know.
You know what? There's got to be a couple more questions that I want. I know I'm going to miss a couple of things that people are just like probably shouting right now. Ask him this.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that kind of stands out for me, you're an author who wrote a book. I want to know what kind of books you read to
absolutely
make this dream come alive.
One of my favorite books is called Never Eat Alone. And I love that book because it's something that I hate saying the word cheerlead, but it's such a great word because I love saying, if you want to meet more people, eat with them. They're having 2 or 3 meals a day. They're having coffees.
Exactly.
If you said, hey, I want to meet with you. And I'm like, not really. But you're like, hey, we should do lunch. I'm like, not really. Hey, let's do lunch. I'll buy. I'm in.
And yes, so, I'll be there.
But I love Never Eat Alone. I love John Maxwell, Leadership 101. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's another book called How to Add Zing to Your Life and Leadership. Okay. I read that when I was a freshman in college, and I love it. So I have a great collection of books. There's the one that came out earlier in 2017, How Not to Give an F About Things. And I read it in June out of the recommendation of my chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And I said, there's no way this is going to be that great of a book. Because somebody's telling you not to care. And I was like, you know what? It's good not to care about the things you shouldn't care about. But I'm like a 3/4 cup half full kind of guy. It's now the number one selling book in America for the 10th month in a row.
Wow.
But it's cool. But those are I just like different reads. The one thing I told myself when I wrote my book is I want to be an hour and a half, 2 hour read, 100 pages.
Yeah.
So you're not intimidated. You might say, I want to read one new book this year. My book is so small and so impactful that you can do that. And at the same time, I want you to be able to walk away after 2 hours saying, I got better. If you have to write a 400-page book for somebody to get better, that's not me. Good for you for putting the time and effort into a 400-page book. I just know that in today's day and age, as millennials, as fast as you're on your phone all day checking emails, texting, phone calls, where do you have time to read anymore? So I wanted to make it a book that you can approach and be like, awesome, we're going to crush it. That's why I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of is it's not intimidating. I'm proud of that.
It's jam packed, filled on every page.
It's a roller coaster of fun. Oh, the hardest part was taking out some of the stories. I wanted to tell more stories of more incredible people I've met. And there's a guy I got to reach out to that I didn't talk about in the book. He promised me a new backyard. He works for border construction or something.
Okay.
And we were flying to Chicago, and his wife was awesome. And then he was like, I was on the window. She was in the middle. He was on the side. And I could tell he was really successful. And I was like, oh, cool. Nice to meet you guys. What do you do? And he's like, yeah, we're going to Chicago. Thanks. Bye. And then his wife was like, oh my God, you work in sports. And she had a ton of questions.
Yes.
At the very end, he was like, hey, my wife, you guys really connected. She said she'd love to help you out any way we can. He said, I run this big company. Let me know how I can help you in the future.
Yeah.
I got to hit him up.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yo, we got a house now, and the wife would be really happy. But even then, here's a guy I met on a 2.5-hour flight to Chicago. He goes there all the time. And the best part about flying or traveling or doing anything is why is Yelp so successful? Because we want the advice of somebody who's done it before.
Yeah.
That's why we seek mentors. That's why we should not sleep on planes or should just connect. You want, whenever you go to a bar, what do you ask for? A recommendation.
Yes.
So ask people. If you want to go somewhere, do something, grow, ask people. Because when you can learn from somebody that's already made the mistake, what are the odds you're going to avoid that mistake?
Very, very, very slim because you already got the experience.
Exactly.
One of the things that you guys just came back from was Vegas. How was that trip like?
It was incredible. And for those listening, I love Vegas. And in the book I talk about, you should live your life like Vegas. And remind me, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
But it was cool because I was there for a podcast. But it has a 200,000 person reach. It's like the most dominant podcast in Vegas,
that's
Southern
crazy.
Nevada.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, like I believe you. They sent me an email with their numbers. I believed them. So I was like, you know what? We're going to go all in. And so I connected with Dustin, and every impression counts. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know what? Let's do a 12-hour, 7 a.m. flight in the morning, 7 p.m. flight at night, and let's document the whole day. Let's do an interview in the Uber. Let's do an interview in... So when I got there, part of Don't Sleep on Planes is how can I connect with people when I'm visiting?
Yeah.
The first meeting we took was with this guy, Ben Brownback from B2 Group, who does production in that. I wanted to have the first meeting because Dustin and his company could benefit from connecting.
Yeah.
I connected two strangers on the same trip that never would have met.
Nice.
So then we sit down in his boardroom and we had like an hour conversation and we got it for content. It was incredible. So then we did the podcast and then I hit up my friend. She was like high limit VP of like the Cosmos slots or something.
That's crazy.
She took us to lunch.
Nice.
And over the lunch conversation, we talked more. Great content. So I went there for one podcast, but it turned into four meetings.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible day, and we just captured it all. And in 2018 and beyond, little bits of content to show, like, I practice what I preach to end the Vegas story. We get to the airport, and in Vegas airport, there's slots everywhere. We hadn't gambled all day, and one of the guys on the camera crew, there was four of us, had never been to Vegas. And I'm like, oh my God, I let you down. Like, if I'd have known this earlier, we would have done some cooler things. So I said, you know what? Let's grab a beer before we get our plane to just, you know, just say great, celebrate the day.
We did it.
So we all took a dollar, and I was like, that's not enough. So we took $2. And we went to the quarter slot machines. I said, if anybody hits, we buy the beers. But if we double up, we walk. So all of us were down, and one guy hit for like $9. So we're like, all right, cash out, cash out. So we put in $8. We walked away with 11. So we go to the bar, and the guy like made us four beers, and I just tipped him the entire 11. So we planned on losing $8 anyway, so let's give him the $3 bonus.
Yeah.
At the bar was a man and woman who sat next to each other on their flight to Vegas. They were talking at the bar because they enjoyed their flight so much.
Yeah.
And they did not sleep on planes. And that's how we ended a 12-hour day.
Nice.
I gave him both a copy of the book. I gave the bartender a book. And in this interaction, he said that he was there for like some cryptocurrency thing.
Nice.
And she was there because she was a lawyer. And that's how they connected. And we talked about it. And the lawyer, the woman, said that she's had more business created just having a conversation at an airport bar, hotel lobby, a plane.
Nice.
And I'm so grateful I had a camera crew to prove to the world, like, I don't make this stuff up. It happened. Look over here.
It happens every day.
I'm grateful for a company like Every Impression Counts for betting on me and coming with me. So it was awesome, man.
Dang. That was a cool story.
Yeah, and that's how it ended. But the idea of Vegas is in the book I talk about you should live your life like Vegas. Now, you're a guy. And as guys, if we go to Vegas as a pack of 10 guys, is it going to be easy or hard?
Going to be hard.
Really hard. Why? Yeah. Why is it going to be hard?
The odds are stacked against you.
Can you get into restaurants?
Yes.
Can you get into bars?
Yes.
Can you get into nightclubs?
Yes.
But how much do you have to pay if you're a group of 10 guys?
Probably
a lot.
Twice.
As yeah, they're going to charge you twice as much. So, but if you got a connection, it expedites the process.
Yes.
In Vegas. Ooh. What if you lived your life like that? What if wherever you live, whatever you do, if you like a restaurant, get to know the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
So that way when you come in, maybe they save a spot for you.
Exactly.
Or get to know a manager or get to know anyone. My favorite barista. The other day they had a new drink and then she was like, here, this new drink today, I really want you to try it because you come in all the time. If you don't like it, it's on me. She just knows that I come in all the time and not every coffee is made the same.
Yeah.
You know why? Because certain people make it great and it's service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's incredible to connect with incredible human beings because she could just take a coffee and make it just a transactional relationship. Now, every time I go in there, it's like, hey, how's everything going? You know, she's serving me up caffeine in the morning to get my day started. I'm spending $5 or $6 on a coffee when I can make one at home now because of the relationship.
I love it.
Yeah.
God.
Don't sleep on planes.
I love it.
Yeah.
God, you guys are witnessing greatness right now. And
I appreciate it.
It's like vibrating. I don't have any more questions. Brittany, this is Brittany's corner time. You got any good ones?
I do. Fire.
Yes.
Oh.
First of all,
hat backwards.
Can I call you the Tim, like Arizona Tim Ferriss? Because like,
I appreciate that.
The AZ Tim Ferriss.
All
right.
Hey, tag me. At me, Tim Ferriss.
For real, though.
Oh,
for real,
though.
And, like, honestly, his last book that he was, Tribe of Mentors.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, like, it's so similar, and yet at the same time, it's so nuanced. It's like, we can say that about you.
I appreciate that a lot.
You are.
That's awesome.
So anyways, Tim, rapid fire question time.
Bring it.
You have a flight in the morning to a city of your choice. Where are you going?
So on my bucket list, I've never been to Austin, New Orleans, Hawaii. Those are my big three. And Alaska. Those are my four American cities. But like New Orleans, and this is not rapid fire, but like New Orleans and Austin, you have to be like intentional. It's not a hub. Mm-hmm. Like I've flown to Boston and had a layover in Chicago and got stuck in Chicago. So I got another night in Chicago.
Yeah.
But if I had a plane right now, I would probably go to Hawaii because I've never seen crystal blue water in my life.
Okay.
I just want to see pretty blue water.
There you go.
Simple.
All right, next question. You're obviously going to have a movie made after you in the future. It's going to happen. Who's going to plague you?
Well, not Frankie Muniz, because that'd be awkward.
that would be kind of funny.
That'd be kind of cool. But he would probably make fun of me too many times. It would be like a comedy. That's a great question. Probably somebody like kooky. That's a great question. Maybe like Vince Vaughn, because he's fun, outgoing, makes fun of himself.
That's good.
And like Vince Vaughn from like The Breakup, where he's like doing the bus tours and. Yeah, that guy. That's
like
cool.
That.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey, if I really want to get a hunk. Yeah.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
This is tying it for the Tim Ferriss. So in the last, let's say, 90 days, a purchase that you've made that has made your life beneficial.
I purchased my forever home with my wife.
What? Congratulations, man.
Thank you. And it's beneficial because we moved into a great neighborhood with incredible neighbors. We moved into Pleasantville. And to get married and buy a house in the same year, not recommended. But get married and buy a house in the same year, because then your wedding registry can be everything for your house. Really recommended. So you can figure out which side you want to be on. But last 90 days, we purchased a home. And the hardest part is unpacking boxes still post-wedding. But that's probably the best. We also bought a Shark vacuum. Game changer. But that's beyond. Look, this is 30. Like, we bought a Shark vacuum cleaner.
Look at him. Look at him all excited about his new vacuum.
It's got an Amazon 5 stars. I don't know what it is, but I got it. Yeah, that's probably the best. But the one thing I probably bought for myself is I bought an ASU basketball jersey because I'm so proud of how they're playing right now. And I've never had an ASU basketball jersey.
I just got a jersey.
Forks up.
Yeah, from her. And she was like, you don't have a jersey. I was like, I know. I've never gotten one. So she got me one. And I was so stoked.
And I don't want to be a Fairweather fan. And I have other ASU stuff. And I'm proud Sun Devil. But buying a basketball jersey knowing we're going to make a run this spring.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be a part of that. So as one proud Sun Devil to another, I bought a basketball jersey.
There you go. Well, thank you, Zachary. I appreciate everything that you've
thank
done
you so
and
much.
Said so far. I'm very happy and excited for you and your new podcast and your book and your wife, everything that's going on. This is your chance at the end here to let everyone know what events, where they can find you on social media, everything and anything under the sun. This is your chance. Go hit it.
Well, I appreciate your time, your hospitality. This has been incredible. Don't Sleep on Planes is available on Amazon, or you can purchase on my website at ZacharyHall.com. You're probably wondering why I have a weird website. Somebody's squatting on ZacharyHall.com.
What?
So I was like, you know what? You do you, but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zachary Hall. So I made my website at Zachary Hall. ATZacharyHall.com.
You
can check me out on Instagram and Twitter. I'm the most active. I'm very proud of connecting. I'm on it every day like everyone else. Yes. Trying to get my likes up, you know what I mean?
There you go. Just try and get those likes in.
But
you know what? It's just honestly, if there's anything I can do, let me know, please, because
I appreciate it.
I mean, again, we have 100. We can just give you all the list of those guys.
And I know you're engaged, so I don't know if I'm looking forward to the wedding or the bachelor party. But either way, I'm going to invite myself because I won't sleep on planes.
Yes.
And we'll live our life like Vegas.
Yes.
And we'll get connected.
Exactly. Man, hey, you bring whoever you want from the team. That's all I have to say.
We'll all wear State 48 shirts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys for listening. You guys can find us at findingarizonapodcast.com and all our social media under Finding Arizona Podcast. I make it easy for everyone to check us out. And if you wouldn't mind, go to Finding Arizona Podcast at our Patreon page, patreon.com/Finding Arizona Podcast. with that, we say goodnight. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you so much.
Boom!
High fives and handshakes.
Yes, absolutely. And to all those of you out there, we say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Thanks, guys.
Night. Night.